This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to the realm of Bahumia.
Bahumia.
Bahumia. Bahumia is showing us a...
Showing you no love.
No, no love.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy. Here's Jake Hurwitz, Caldwell, a.k.a. Hardwin Shorefoot, Caldwell Tanner, a.k.a. Beverly Togold the Fifth, and Emily Axford, a.k.a. Moonshine Sybin.
Actually, I'm Moonshine Sybin, a.k.a. Emily Axford.
That's what's
there
up.
There it is. That's right? The correct order.
The adventure continues.
Yeah, so last week, the gang fought some bullywugs at the bullywug
band
camp.
Band of boobs, that's what we are.
You guys...
Band of boobs is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Band of boobs.
You guys are the band of boobs.
We are the band
Bob,
of boobs.
Three true boobs.
That's perfect.
Well, last week you guys started yourself off in arguably a worse situation than you're in now. Maybe. Maybe.
I hope
it seems
so.
To be escalating. So you guys were at the bullywug camp. You were face to face with the bullywugs, but you all rolled super well and were able to run off into the swamp. But
and then for the rest
we're good
of the
at being
episode.
Cowards.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys
we
were
roll
able to...
well when we make craven moves.
So you craven bastards went and hid in the swamp, but were ambushed by some bullywugs, were able to kill three of them, and then you took one of them hostage and
arguably
questioned him.
Arguably tortured him.
You did kill him
yep.
after he gave you guys the answers that you wanted.
But we killed him with a deadly kiss, which is
pretty beautiful
pretty
in a way.
In terms of like public executions, I would want to see my criminals go way.
That's how most people would want to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this bullywug told you guys that the bullywugs were going to trade the green teens to the kobolds for weapons. Mm-hmm. The next morning, you guys stealthed and you saw this trade go down. You followed the kobolds into their half-sunken keep as they dragged the kids into there.
Their half-sunken keep being a castle that we considered squatting in.
Yes,
briefly.
Before we knew it was...
You guys almost went there at night and tried to sleep there, and you
kobolds.
Definitely would have been shot by crossbow bolts as you entered.
They see good at night.
Yeah.
Too.
Thank God we didn't do something stupid.
So Moonshine stealthed in, saw that the kobolds were cutting up banquet tables and bringing them into the back of the castle.
To make smaller tables.
As she tried to sneak back, the guards spotted her up in the guard towers and started shooting down at her.
Because I rolled like goddamn junk.
Yep.
She rolled like junk, and she joined Beverly and Hardwon in the woods.
I rolled like a boob.
You guys...
I rolled like a boob.
The band of boobs then went around the east side of the castle to case it. They saw that the southeast corner was a little bit more sunken. So Beverly cleverly tried... Cleverly at first.
That's like his Suddenly Susan TV
yeah.
show.
That's my favorite young adult author.
Beverly cleverly tried to swim into the keep, but on the way, he was attacked by a crocodile. Beverly first tried to cartoon style put a stick in his mouth so that he couldn't open it.
In his youthful exuberance,
he wanted it in his mouth so he couldn't
close. So he couldn't bite.
It's definitely
right.
something I
right.
saw in like a Punch and Judy show as a kid, mm-hmm. and like really wanted
oh,
to duplicate
like some,
it.
Like some puppeteers uh-huh. in the town square.
My private puppeteers.
It's a funny move now that you think about it, because like the last thing you'd want is for the croc's mouth to be open, like exposing the razor sharp teeth.
Right.
You'd probably want it to be closed.
Yeah. Well, no, I desperately want to steal its teeth, so right. I wanted it open,
of course.
You got a thing for teeth.
So basically,
you're a sick fuck.
You know what it is,
boy.
Though? It's because he's got his own braces, so he's like obsessed with other
I'm envious,
people's
yeah.
nice
That's
smiles.
Right. What's up? I'm Beverly Togel, and I'm a sick fuck and a good boy.
So Beverly was able to grapple this crocodile. He started wrestling it mm-hmm. and decided to pull it up to the surface right under the castle where he thrashed and wrestled this crocodile, attracting all of the guards who then shot down on him.
It was a fascinating decision.
Beverly was then able to stab the crocodile and kill the crocodile, and then in a brilliant performance, pretended to be eaten by the crocodile so that the guards would leave him alone.
Yeah. That was a great move.
It was Thank a great you. Move.
That was a great move.
I'm a theater kid.
Unfortunately, it was too convincing.
It was too convincing.
Too good.
He got a 19, and I gave Hard One and Moonshine advantage on their rolls. They still failed their perception checks. They do think Beverly was just eaten by a crocodile. And so that is where we join our party.
Moonshine has run and dove into the water.
Okay. And Hard One, what are you doing?
I'm going around to the other side of the castle.
Okay. You're just letting this happen. You saw your buddy get eaten.
She's got this. That's going to create a diversion.
So you're going to keep
Beverly
it.
Needs to be saved, but the rest of these green teens are in danger too.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hard One starts to make his way around the outside. Beverly, meanwhile, what are you doing?
Okay. I think before I abandon the gator, I do, as I mentioned, wedge a tooth out.
Okay.
To add to my collection.
You've got a gator tooth?
Got a gator tooth now?
Tray teeth that you have now?
That's trace teeth, yeah.
Nice.
Wait, which teeth do you have?
I have a snake fang, a chipped bullywug tooth, and
It's so sad to see it in a chipped form because it doesn't represent their perfect...
Yeah. They're lustrous.
Tom Cruise smiles. That's
the one center tooth.
$1 million.
Yeah. That's bullywog. Tom Cruise's perfect center tooth is every bullywog tooth.
I think they have like a slight iridescence to them almost. They're like a pearl.
Nice.
The
moonstone in Moonstone Bay is actually a bullywog tooth.
So yeah, now I got a croc tooth. I think I probably head towards...
So I'll say as you're trying to pull this tooth, yeah. Moonshine is already making her way underwater. So Moonshine, why don't you go ahead and give a perception check to see if you can find Beverly.
Okay, yeah. I would just like to quick say that before I dove in, I took as big a gulp of air as I could because I'm thinking I'm going to need to administer it to this...
Okay, cool.
This child.
This youth.
It's going to be at 21.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes. Go. You travel through the murky water. You're able to kind of
I'm at home in the murk.
You're at home in the murk. You love the murk.
It doesn't even impair my vision.
I was born in the murk.
I was born in the murk.
I slept in the crick bed.
So luckily, Beverly's making quite a big commotion under the water, trying to wrestle this gator's tooth out.
And I understand that Beverly's okay.
Well, you just see him struggling.
So I think the gator. So I attack the gator.
Okay, so you go stab the gator. Beverly, what do you do? As Moonshine just starts like whacking at the gator with her scimitar, just stabbing it.
I'm probably shocked, sure, but I'm not giving up on this tooth. Okay.
Tooth is the priority.
I guess
here.
I probably
you get the
like,
tooth out. You get the tooth out.
Okay, cool. Well, since I do have, as previously established, excellent acting skills, okay. I pantomime that I'm okay.
Okay, great.
And then I grab
you
her
don't
by
need
the
excellent
hand.
Skills for you. Just it's
yeah.
a hand gesture.
Yeah, it's just a hand gesture. It you is. Just give her a thumbs up.
I give her a thumbs up.
It doesn't have to be a one man show.
The thumbs up conveys so much more though.
Right.
So I do that. I get the tooth. I grab her by the hand and lead her towards the nearest like window that I can see.
Oh, okay, real quick then. After I see his thumbs up and I realize the gator is dead, I do one of those. I close his eyes respectfully. His eyes respectfully.
Gators are respected at the crick.
You know, where I come from, they're like taxi drivers. You hop on a gator to get from one side of the crick to the next.
We call them log fathers.
You got to tip them in bird eggs. Bring a handful of robin's eggs.
Closes his eyes. You hear a spirit say,
thank you.
As he sinks to the bottom.
Oh, Melora, show this gator a beautiful reincarnation.
That gator's eating boys in heaven.
May it come back as a crocodile.
All right, so you guys are underwater.
I'm probably running out of air, so I'm going to like...
No.
You can borrow some from my mouth.
The whole fight just takes a couple seconds. You can hold... I believe you can hold your breath for the number of minutes equal to like your constitution.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you guys can still hold your breath.
Okay, so let's kind of like swim over towards...
You want to swim to the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to swim to the wall.
Go ahead and do an investigate check to kind of feel along the wall.
That's going to be a 14.
Okay.
Yeah, you got crick eyes. I got a 3. So.
You got a 3. Okay. Moonshine, as you're feeling around, you see that there is a hole in the wall and you would be able to swim under.
Cool.
Into the castle.
I grab Beverly by the wrist.
Great.
Like he's some unruly little crick child and I just drag him under.
Cool.
I submit.
Beverly dragged like a dead
Papa,
dog.
What's going on with Papa at this point?
Papa's just holding his breath.
If he's running out of breath, I have some of that breath that I had saved for Beverly, so I can administer that.
So you start giving him mouth-to-mouth, Waterworld style?
You have kissed how many? 2 Bollywogs and your possum.
Yeah, but this is a good kiss.
You're holding Moonshine's hand as you swim together under this wall. And Moonshine begins giving mouth to mouth what looks like she's just making out with Pawpaw as she puts her entire mouth over his face.
I think I probably start to barf.
Just starts barfing, but it's the same color as the muck. It's just a cloud of brown that surrounds you.
This is the place to do it.
Wait, what did you eat last night when we were.
Rice biscuits.
Just. Orange and brown vomit fills the water around you.
Man, you have a bad diet.
Even murkier than before. Okay, so you guys swim up, and you guys are now in this flooded room. You see that you're in the middle of this long flooded hallway?
Yeah.
When you turn to your left, you can see the southeast guard tower, the lower one that the winged kobolds were in. And then down the hall to your right, there is no roof.
Yeah.
But it does go up to the second floor.
Can we get to it?
You could climb the rocks.
So to the left is the guard tower with the winged kobolds. Have they roosted? Can we see?
Yeah. Can we do a perception check for roosting kobolds?
You can do a perception check. It would probably be tough.
Oh, I hear them in the distance. They're like, I got a freaking roost.
Just so you know, I did get a 21.
Ooh.
A perception check.
I got another 3.
Okay. They are not being super stealthy. And you guys know they were shooting at Beverly from the tower.
They have roosted.
They are up in the tower.
Okay, cool. I'm like, I think maybe I turn to you and say like, we got to take care of the towers so that Hard One will be safe.
That is a good call. I like that.
Okay.
Like that
is in the opposite direction that Hard One is going.
Oh, okay.
Hard One is going towards the back of the castle.
But those little flying motherfuckers, those winged ones, I'd love to take them out.
Yeah.
All right.
Although the second we attack them, they're just going to fly away.
Oh, well, we're going to have to
beat. Well, no, they'll have to roll initiative. It'll be a fight. You know?
We'll have to do our favorite thing, which is stealth.
But I think it'd be nicer to meet up with Hard One.
Hmm. Okay. I've been making a lot of bad decisions lately, so I'm going to let you take charge.
I already have this tooth.
Okay, so to the right of us is but we'd have to climb to get up there.
Yeah.
Yes, you would need to climb to get up to the second floor.
Fuck, dude, though. You know what? Those guys, though, they are surveying the grounds.
Yeah.
And once we're inside the castle, they're surveying the grounds. They're almost not a non-issue.
Yeah, but wait, there's like the castle, the keep is like open air though. They could see us from above, right?
The keep is open air. The towers, they're probably going to be looking out though.
Okay.
What you need to worry about climbing up is somebody on the first floor possibly seeing you. But if you guys are careful, you could probably peek your heads out and kind of see what you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, we're going full Metal Gear Solid at this point.
Yeah, right. So I think that we're focusing on the castle and those winged guys are... more surrounding area, so let's go to...
Yeah, you've penetrated the castle at this point.
Okay, we've penetrated the castle, and let's just get deeper.
So we should head for the second floor?
What are we... Utility coming back out.
I don't know if we know...
Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Hard One is making his way around back right now, and you guys, if you were to climb up this wall, you would also be heading to the... backside of the castle.
Okay,
we'd be able to meet up with him there.
We're doing that.
Perhaps. Okay. I don't know. Depends on what Hard One does.
Great. All right, we'll do that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to start to climb?
Yeah.
You guys start to climb the wall. Cut two.
Meanwhile,
ooh, hard one, Shorefoot.
Uh-huh. All on his own.
Thick of beard, quad, and calf.
Yeah.
And Scoutmaster.
Make it
Scoutmaster, the twice killed.
The twice killed.
Snake Ender.
Hard one, you sneak around
beheader of
the
snakes.
Back. And
befriender
much like
of child.
Much like the front.
Enemy of the Bullywogs.
There are two guard towers.
Okay, all right. Around back, I see two guard towers.
You see two guard towers, and you can see that the second floor is still there on the left side, and it is gone on the right side. So the wall goes higher on the left side, but the guard towers are still intact.
On both sides.
On both sides. Do you want to do a perception check to see if you see any kobolds in the...
So he would still, if he wanted to get to the second floor, he'd still have to, like, climb up a tower, right?
He could, yeah, he'd have to climb.
I mean, okay. I've heard him say before he's great at climbing.
I was born in the mountain.
I've heard him say this, it's true.
He's
he
climbed
does talk a lot.
With the dwarven rams.
He does love making claims.
That's a 16.
16, percent.
Pretty good, yeah.
Great. You are able to see in the guard tower to your left... You see some movement up there. You see that there are a couple kobolds up there. And to your right, on the other side, you see a couple kobolds up there, too.
Great.
Kobolds all around.
Kobolds to the left, kobolds to the right.
Everybody knows
we're
going to get into a fight.
The keep is surrounded by water in a bit of a clearing. So right now you're in the trees. You can kind of do what they did and swim under if you would like. It's up to you. You know that these guys have sunlight sensitivity. It's kind of tough for them to see. But if you splash around or roll like a two,
yeah,
you will be seen.
Yeah, got it. I guess I'm gonna try to go in.
Great. Nice. So what are you gonna try to climb or what do you try to do?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a swimmer. I'm a huge
probably
dude.
Okay. Not.
Are you gonna try to climb in over into the first floor? Are you gonna try to climb the guard towers? Are you gonna try to go to the second floor?
I'm gonna try to climb into the first floor.
Yeah, okay.
Path of least resistance. I'm just trying to get inside.
So you're going to the right.
You don't have to be a hero, you know? Okay.
So you jump into the water. I'm going to give you roll a stealth roll, but you have, unless you're like splashing around a ton, you're going to be fine.
That's an 11.
Cool. You're
you
fine.
Splash around a little bit.
You splash around
just
a little
enough
bit,
to
but...
have fun.
Yeah.
I'm sort just of turning enough... this into a half bath.
These guys do not see you.
A lot.
Hard one takes
bomb.
A big breath. Goes underwater. You swim until you meet the stone wall of the castle.
Ah, stone wall. The ancient golem.
So you are now up against the castle wall.
Cool.
You have a guard tower to your right that you're like right next to.
Yeah.
Because that's where the first floor wall is. And then the guard tower to your left is further away and that's where the second
floor is. Is he closer to the kitchen or like the media room?
He is closer to the rumpus room.
Okay,
actually.
Cool.
The rumpus room.
What the heck is a rumpus room?
Hey, that's where you keep like your board games.
Whoa.
So I'm just, can I just try to climb the wall that I'm closest to without trying to climb one of the towers?
Yes, here's what I'll let you do. Make an athletics check, and if you succeed wildly, I'll say that you climb so smoothly that that counts as your stealth check. But if you don't get a good climb check, I'm going to make you roll a stealth check. Okay?
I want to see that.
I think I understand.
You should fucking succeed.
I want to see that smooth
I don't
crime.
Think that's a D20.
It's not.
definitely roll a D20.
I swear I think I've been rolling that the last few weeks.
Dang. Keep getting 12s.
That's a 20.
Wow.
Okay,
that's a 20.
One. So you, Catherine Zeta-Jones style.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. It's
very,
double
very
Zeta.
Pleathery.
Your back is so arched.
Your back is so arched. You're able to climb up the rock
wall. The steadiest of feet.
This is what I've been fucking waiting for, man. This is why I started.
Look at this. From beta to zeta. There you go.
Just like that.
You get up and you peek over this wall. You can see to the left of you. There's a chapel. Like, you're basically eye level with the second floor now over this wall.
Yes. Get a quick
so you see to the left of you, there's,
so jealous.
There's a chapel. You see that there's an
do
altar.
Do we know who it's a chapel to?
Woodhard one?
I'll tell you whether you know it or not. You see an altar in the center of the room, and you can't really see along the wall, so you can't see what's back there, but you do see that kobolds are setting up tables near the altar.
Oh, Lord.
You see they're setting up a couple tables near the altar.
Sacrifice.
You also see that
this is the sacrifice they were talking about, the Bali. Okay.
Hey. You also see that they're building a pyre.
Are they putting
in front of the altar?
Okay.
That's what they were chopping
Hard
up.
Hard one is
all
like, "God, oh, this all looks fine."
Are they putting
you see below you?
Yeah.
It looks to be the kobold's like sleeping area. You see pelts everywhere. Aww. You see some barrels along the walls and stuff. And you also see a ladder going up to this room on the second floor. You can see that there are kobolds working together to carry things up the ladder as they prepare. You see the leader robed dude is kind of yelling at guys in kobold.
Are they singing little kobold songs?
Yeah, they're singing, "Kobold, kobold, we're gonna sacrifice some kids."
Moonshine has not seen this yet, but Moonshine was feeling sympathetic towards the Bollywogs and, in fact, would consider dealing arms to them in the future. but kobolds?
Yeah.
Written off.
They
Moonshine's
they
ready to just, like, murder.
They're going
to
get it.
But okay. Not that she's seen this yet.
Right.
So we're going to leave Hard One Shorefoot hanging off the side of the castle.
Taking it all in.
Peeking over. You see so much activity.
Great. I don't see Beverly and Moonshine?
You do not see Beverly and Moonshine because Beverly and Moonshine are on the other side of this chapel. They are trying to climb the wall to get onto the second floor.
Right. Oh, we do see the chapel, though.
You guys don't see it yet.
No,
okay, cool.
We haven't climbed
You guys
yet.
Are on the first floor.
I got
climbing the wall.
Okay, all so, right. Yeah, I would like to climb that
athletics
wall.
Check?
Yep. Cool. Everybody give me an athletics check. I'll do the same thing as I did for a hard one, which is if you guys succeed wildly, you won't have to do a stealth.
Does a...
Oh, Emily, look.
Does a 5 count
we
as
both
succeeding
got...
wildly?
I got a 7, but we did both roll 2s.
I got a 5.
5 and a 7.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You guys start to climb up. And
yeah. And it's so easy.
You see to your...
Can I give you a little break, a little sample?
Go ahead. Yeah. You guys are groaning. You're real tired. This has been a tough day.
We only had half a night's sleep.
So you guys are climbing up.
Uh-huh.
You start to slip and you make some noise. Some rocks break off the wall.
Shit,
to your left, Moonshine, this is the main room that you were in before, this mess hall that the kobolds are carrying tables through. You guys can also see this sleeping area as you're making your way up to the chapel.
Uh-oh.
You guys are going to give me stealth checks. And I'm going to do perception checks.
Excellent. Uh-oh. Sleeping lizards lie.
Oi, I'm getting bad rolls. I got a 7.
Stealth check, you said?
Yes.
I got a 15.
Okay. These guys rolled a disadvantage because they have sunlight sensitivity, and they rolled a 1.
Are they dumb?
Yes, little bitches. I'm glad we came for you, not the bullywogs. I love the bullywogs. I'm going to deal them arms.
So you've got to respect the bullywogs.
Yeah. Respect the bullywog.
A rich history of family and tradition.
Family, tradition, beautiful smiles.
Yeah.
You did see them.
Perfect
they did have that out. Crick bullywog. On a leash, though.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's true.
And they did kidnap the kids.
Let's not forget who kidnapped
the kids.
No, we don't
the know.
Kids.
They
kidnapped the kids
right.
Maybe
that
traded them for crossbows.
Maybe maybe that Crick Bullywog was a criminal and was being taken to execution.
I mean, they get into trouble down where I'm from.
Murph.
Okay.
So the ones that we almost awoke.
Yes.
They're below us, but where are they below us?
You guys are basically, think of it as being divided into 4 parts.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the bottom left corner is this mess hall where they were breaking the tables.
Yes.
In the bottom right corner is the flooded room that you guys were just in.
Gotcha.
You guys are climbing up to the second floor in the back right. That's where this chapel is that Hard One saw. And then in the back left is the sleeping area where these guys have a ladder up to the second floor and are carrying stuff up. So you guys make it to the top.
Yeah, we make it to the top.
Yeah,
you guys make it to the top.
Climbing. We
you
got
guys
that lucky stealth roll.
Peek over. Hard One, go ahead and do a perception check. See if you see those guys. And you guys give me perception checks as well.
11.
11.
19.
19.
I got a 15.
Moonshine.
I do a faint nose whistle, which you recognize as my call for Pawpaw. It's so high-pitched, so faint.
Are you really doing a nose whistle right now?
It's so.
Nope, you got to do a performance check if you're going to do a nose whistle right now.
Don't do it. I'm not going to do it. It feels cowardly to back away from a move.
The challenge. But you got to think of the green teens.
I know.
Moonshine sees hard one, but hard one is hard at work just looking around at everything.
Okay.
So you guys, I admire
his climbing. I'm like, oh, that's the good climbing he's been talking
about.
Look
at those delts.
Thank you, guys. I didn't get to show you in the swamp. It's broke.
Yeah, it's that weird thing where a couple of you can see your friend. He's at a coffee shop or something, but he doesn't know you're there. Yeah. That's sort of the situation.
Only time Hard One succeeds is when when people are watching him, he tries really way too hard.
Yeah.
Does Hard One like pick his nose or
anything? Yeah, he's picking his nose. somehow, even though he's climbing, he's only peeking over. You see him pick his ass.
he's dangling with one arm, which is cool, but with his left hand, he's picking his ass.
Yeah. And you see him eating boogers.
Oh Lord, I'm gonna pray to Malora for him.
Okay, so you guys can now see into this chapel. You see that there's an altar in the center of the room. You see a banner that has been...
It says, welcome to the sacrifice.
Are they putting out Krispy Kreme donuts on the tables? Because this could just be like an after church service.
It has clearly been catered by Tim Horton.
Moonshine's stomach rumbles. Oh, bad timing. Yeah,
these kobolds are Canadian.
Good to know.
The worst kind of kobold.
So you guys see these banners with dragon hieroglyphics drawn on them. It looks like maybe they were to a different god. You guys can do a history check if you want to see if you can kind of determine who it is.
I got a 13.
Okay. You see the three triangles in a tight formation. This was, at one point, a shrine to Asmodeus, who is the devil.
Okay, but since I rolled a 3, what do I think it is?
You think it is the Illuminati and that
you think
all of the U.S. presidents are down there.
It makes so much sense.
Emily thinks it is the Dark Lord Tim Horton himself.
Tim Horton's behind us. I knew. That's why I never drank his dark mud.
The Scourge of Bohemia.
She calls coffee dark mud.
I only drink creek water.
So, and I know that
there's
you guys
so much
also
caffeine
see...
in creek water.
Besides this,
it's like it's like 3 Red Bulls worth.
Besides this banner,
it's a 4 Loko.
You guys also see that there's a big stained glass window.
Gorgeous, beautiful.
And it's like amazing that it is still preserved, but it's perfect. And you see an image of a dark sorcerer glowing with black and purple.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You see the wall.
I'm already drafting a petition to have this historically preserved.
You see there is no wall to the left at all, that it just goes down to the first floor because you see these kobolds coming up the ladder.
Yeah.
You see in the back right corner is this other guard tower. And you see about 10 kobolds in this room readying it. You see the altar. You see a pyre. You see 3 tables being set up, 3 small tables.
Now,
there are about 10 kobolds in there.
Now, Asmodeus was the sorcerer that...
The devil god that was killed.
That was killed by Theala and the others.
Yep.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Theala because they were a cleric of Pelor. So, like, I probably got... a tapestry of them up in my bedroom, for sure.
You definitely have a poster of them.
Uh-huh. And who is the dwarf?
Ulfgar.
Ulfgar.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ulfgar fan.
Yeah, he could be, well, I mean, he wouldn't be your dad, but you wish that he was your dad.
Yeah, I don't know my father.
Right.
Oh, maybe he is.
Okay.
Bastard of the mountain, it could have been him. I could have some dwarf blood in me after all.
I have a pretty good idea.
You are only 3 feet tall. Which is not,
how dare you?
Which is not brought
how
up
dare
a lot.
You?
So I have a pretty good idea about like what maybe this sacrifice is intended to do.
Okay.
We can't let it happen. I know that much.
Yeah, I think that we got to kind of plan what our attack is here.
Yeah.
Hard one. Mm-hmm. Give me another perception check to see if you see those guys yet.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
That's a 17.
Woo! Okay. You clock them across so you guys can communicate.
I throw him a thumbs up, but awkwardly, like I've never done it before. I've just learned it from Beverly. Yeah,
I do
that
biggest
like,
wave.
The point to my eyes and then to them, but it's the same hand that was picking my ass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. You got to clean that thing before you
eye.
Do anything with it.
Everyone instantly develops a sty.
Wait, no, shit. Make him do that.
Okay.
Roll for sty.
I feel like I'm going to turn to Moonshine and be like, what should we do? Should we attack? Should we try and meet up?
I think we should attack.
Okay. I have a plan.
I have a plan.
I say that again to her. So I'm going to.
Speak to me.
All right. I say that we knock out the
pry
ladder.
One of their mouths open with this here broken spear.
Let's knock out the ladder so more can't climb up.
That's a great call.
That's the extent of my plan.
That's a great call. Do it.
That's
I think
smart,
do
though.
It right now.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Trap him in the tower.
Before I
would like to do something while he does that.
Okay, cool. Before okay. I do anything, can I get a look inside these teeth? What kind of teeth do kobolds got?
They've got little...
Very curious about
little teeth. Sharp teeth.
Okay, little sharp teeth.
Little sharpies.
That's doing very little for me.
Yeah.
All right, I am going to kick down the ladder, though.
Okay, so then you are going to need to climb up onto the second floor, and you're going to need to give me a stealth roll.
Okay, so I'm going to still
You guys are going to lose your surprise round if you get caught.
Okay,
everyone's just going to have to roll initiative.
Yeah, I think we stealth for as long as
we
can.
Do you want... Wait. Yep. Oh, no, I don't have stealth advantage right now.
That's okay. Yeah, we're no longer in a bog.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to roll.
Okay.
That's... Like the fourth three I've gotten.
Oh, insane.
Lord. Yeah.
That's a way to die.
But with my plus two stealth.
Got it. Okay.
Still bad.
So Beverly starts to crawl across the floor to get there, and he is stepped on by a kobold who then calls out to the rest of his buddies. Everybody, roll initiative.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ooh, baby, I'm looking at a 21.
13.
I had a 22, and it took me that long to do the math.
Ooh, 22. Okay, we're starting off with good initiative.
I know that I rolled bad stealth, but I don't think that I would, like, get stepped on.
I just said that for combat. Would you rather it? You make a tiny sound.
All right.
The kobolds are alerted, and they attack you.
No, it was funnier before. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mr. Stick a stick in a fucking alligator's mouth. So, hard one. You are on the opposite side of this room, hanging over the wall. Nobody has seen you yet.
Cool.
But it is your turn. You get to act first. You see, in this room below you on the first floor, there are about 5 or 6 guys. There's a guy on the ladder. And then up in this chapel area, there are 10 kobolds, 1 sorcerer.
Cool. Can I kick the ladder below me so the Bollywogs below me can't
so,
get up?
Yeah, so you would climb up and then you could kick it off and that would be your action.
Great. I'm gonna try to eliminate or keep as many people away from getting onto
it. So get up there and then roll me a strength check just to push the ladder over.
That's an 18.
Do I do plus
my strength?
Yeah.
Which is of
that
course.
Was a nose.
You got it. You're fine. You're just pushing the fucking ladder. Yeah. So you come up. You see that the ladder is tied to the wall.
You like
you
push
chop
it way
with your
harder
axe,
than you need to.
Kick it over as the kobolds.
It hits the other side of the castle. All you needed to do was push it.
That is moonshine.
Okay, I would like to. So this pyre that they're building, that's on the second floor, right?
You guys are all in this chapel. Yeah.
Let's go.
Right.
Don't worry about floors now. You're all on the chapel.
So, okay,
chapel.
But are there kobolds gathered around the pyre?
Yes.
So I would like to do Thunder Wave.
Okay.
And I would like to hopefully put, because I pushed them 10 feet away from me, I'd like to push them
the
into
pyre the pyre is not burning yet.
I know, but I'd like to push people into the pyre so it scatters the pyre.
So you would be doing a Thunder Wave up by the altar and the pyre. You see the sorcerer and 3 of the kobolds are up there working on it, so you can hit those 4 with a thunder wave if you'd like to try that.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
And there are 2 guys at each table, so 10 total.
Mm.
So they have to do a constitution saving throw.
So the
and they got to beat my 13.
Other guy, they got these guys got a 9, so they failed. The sorcerer passed.
Okay, but some of them got hurt?
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Wait, sure?
Yes, they did.
Okay. I'm going to need some, definitiveness. Yeah, okay, so it is a...
Wait.
2d8s.
2d8, okay.
Yeah.
Murph, how do we know what the sorcerer is?
He's the only one in clothes.
He's wearing a robe.
Oh, okay, so it is the leader as well.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay, so they take 7 damage and get pushed 10 feet and scatter the pyre.
You fucking toast 3 of those kobolds.
Oh, they're easy as fuck to kill.
One shot.
Uh-huh.
Why were we so worried? But the sorcerer only takes 1/2. He is very much still alive.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so we should target him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
so you guys did kill 3 of them. Then that is going to be the sorcerer's turn. The sorcerer is going to cast Scorching Ray. You see
Sounds
him...
dumb.
Sounds weak. Cowardly.
You see
boring.
Him shoot a beam of white hot flame.
Just fight me with your hands.
At Moonshine.
Coward.
No, you know what? At Pawpaw. Just kidding. No. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was about to like.
I know you were about to walk
drop
off.
Drop the mic and just like drive
and just
drop
dive the mic, over the table and tackle me.
It's on a stand.
I would have to wrestle it out of the
you
stand.
You would have to unplug
it,
unscrew it. It would take you a full minute to drop the mic.
It'd be a very thorough protest.
Considering how my eyes would be bleary with tears, it would take me even longer.
Emily would actually enter a symbiotic
form. Oh, he actually gets to shoot three rays of fire. So he is going to shoot all three at Moonshine. Or you know what? He'll take it one by one.
Goodness
Y'all,
gracious.
I might drop.
Okay, so he shoots.
Do these automatically hit me?
No. Plus four to hit. And he does hit. He gets a 17 on the other one. So for the first one, you are going to take 5 damage.
Guys, I'm gonna.
He
go
shoots
down.
A second. Uh-oh. He shoots a second beam, at disadvantage because they haven't surrounded you guys yet. Oh, 2 and a 3. He's gonna miss that one. And
on, miss,
the
miss,
third
miss.
One.
On. Be a dude.
He is Come going on. To. Nope, that's only a 9. Okay. So he misses the last one. Okay.
Thank Melora.
So that is Beverly.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Bev, you are near Moonshine. You are closer to the 6 guys that are at the tables.
Okay, all 6 of them.
All 6 of them.
This would be a much more fun encounter if any of us had any spells. So I guess I'm just going to...
I have spells.
You got spells because you got your elf sleep, but I got nothing. So I'm just going to go slash, I guess.
Great. Cool.
Slash.
So you
slash
on, man. Dude. You're a powerful good boy.
Yeah.
Get their teeth.
Get their teeth. Get those teeth.
Your teeth are mine, I scream. That's a 12.
That does hit.
Nice.
Great. Roll your damage.
All right, cool.
I'm so glad we came after the kobolds and not the bullywogs. They were stronger. Yeah.
And they were kind.
That's a 10.
They weren't kind.
They were family focused.
They were kind to each other.
They respected their elders.
Would you get damage-wise?
They were romantic.
I got a 10.
You cut them down.
Lord in their hygiene.
Cool.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay, that is going to be the kobolds. So two of these guys are going to surround Bev, and three of them are going to go after Moonshine.
Yo,
so the first
I'm
the guys
dropped.
Will go after Beverly. This first guy takes a swing, and he's going to miss. He misses big time. Second guy comes up. He takes a swing, and he hits.
It's fine. I don't care.
He is going to hit for six damage.
Six damage. Ugh, I can take it.
These other three guys are going to surround Moonshine. First guy is going to hit.
That's
going
to be the end of Moonshine.
That's two damage to Moonshine.
Okay, she's still standing.
And the other guy swings.
Wait, don't you have a potion?
He's going to miss. Third guy takes a swing, yeah. And he crits. But they don't hit for that much damage, but let's see what happens.
Well, I have three hit points, so.
Does seven damage to you.
Uh-oh.
Bye, bitches. I'm down.
Moonshine goes down.
Papa nudges your corpse.
Yeah, I wish
Papa furiously licking your face.
You have, Beth
can
has that
Papa
potion.
Open yep. the potion? Open the potion in my pocket and pour it into my mouth? You should say no. The answer
it has,
should definitely
it has not
be
come
no.
to that yet. If you guys are knocked out one time,
Papa's really.
If you guys get a total party kill and yeah. you're all knocked out, I will roll for Papa.
Yeah,
and a raw intelligence
check. Papa knew charades. He can do this.
I know. That's what I'm
okay.
saying.
Back around to Hard One. So Hard One, you've got five kobolds left, regular old kobolds, mm-hmm. and then the one sorcerer.
Cool. I wonder, I can't tell if I should throw my throwing axes at the little one surrounding you, or if I should go for the sorcerer dude.
You are on their level, so you don't need to throw axes. If you
oh, I don't need to throw axes?
No, you're on their...
Great, then I'm going to do great axe at the sorcerer.
Okay,
yeah.
Go for it.
Smart.
And that is a... 11?
11 to hit, that does not hit.
I believe you.
Oh, can I, but, oh wait, did I rest long enough to do?
Yeah, you got
a surge. You got a short rest. You can do an action surge if you want to swing
cool.
again.
Let's go for it again.
Cool.
Fuck me. And that's 12.
That does not hit. He moves out of the way.
God damn it.
Damn,
that is going to be
nimble.
Moonshine. Moonshine, go ahead and roll me a death saving throw.
D20, oh, my bitches.
That's what's up.
That is two successes.
You see a spiritual version of Papa comes to you.
Papa's giving you mouth to mouth right now.
Papa in your dream sounds like
sorcerer. It's just clawing up my chest.
The Emily. Sorcerer, so that he does not get disadvantage, is actually going to shoot at Beverly yep. instead.
Moonshine, it's me, Papa. You must wake up.
Whoa, Moonshine, that's a deep voice.
All right, he's going to shoot at you, Beverly.
Bring it.
It's a 20 to hit. That does hit.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You did.
Don't bring it so much.
Four damage on the first
bring
beam.
Bring it less.
Uh-oh.
He's going to hit again. That's a 23 to hit. That's another seven damage. Are you still
is that,
up?
Wait, is that seven
another
plus
seven.
Four?
Yes, 11.
Oh, I'm down.
Okay, Bev goes down.
Okay.
He's going to be at disadvantage, but he's going to shoot his last one at hard one. He misses.
Misses okay.
Hard one. Hard one does a really cool barrel roll out of the way.
So these
and he kicks the ladder again.
So
just for fun.
Hard one. Your two allies are down. You're in the middle of this dark chapel. So hard one, there are five left.
Plus
five regular guys and the sorcerer. And it is going to be the kobold's turn.
Cool.
What are you at HP wise? You still have your second wind, right?
I think I still have my second wind.
Yeah, you do.
Because you get it after a short rest.
HP-wise, I don't think I've been hit.
Great.
I'm at 19.
You very well might survive. You guys might not get a total party kill.
Okay.
Okay, so these kobolds, these five, run up to you, surround you. First guy takes a swing.
And he misses.
And
cool.
I'm so sorry, but he hits.
Okay.
All right.
But he hits for very
little.
He hits for two.
Okay.
Second guy takes a swing. And he fucking hits. He just rolled a goddamn 17. And he hits for five.
Okay. This has been really fun, y'all.
Wow.
Fun little treat.
He misses.
For me.
The third guy misses.
Damn okay. right.
Fourth guy misses.
Hey.
Fifth guy.
There's five.
18 a hit. That definitely hits.
Mm.
That's another four damage.
Got it. So that's nine total?
It's nine total.
Really wouldn't have used all my.
Brings me down to 10.
Okay.
So that brings us back around to hard one.
All right, so there's just
hard
five
one.
These guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say help Beverly up because I've got two.
These guys are all going to get opportunity attacks on you
okay.
if you try to get away.
Well, you have,
but they don't hit for much, so you'll.
Well, probably.
But okay, so maybe stay where you are and keep fighting them. Because you could take one out, and then that's one less person hitting you. And if I can get back to life, or me or Beverly can get back to life.
Should he also maybe, like, if he takes out the leader, is there a chance that they will all succumb?
Perhaps.
Or they'll all, you know, turn tail and flee.
So hard one. Here are your choices, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You can swing at one of these guys, either the sorcerer or one of the kobolds that are surrounding you. Or you can run over to Moonshine or Beverly and feed them your potion.
Got it.
Well, Beverly, wait, no, he gave me his potion.
My potion is on Beverly's person.
Right? No, I used it.
I have a potion on my person,
okay,
though.
So you could go run to Moonshine, but these guys will get a chance to try to hit you as you run away. The sorcerer will not be able to cast a spell. An opportunity attack is just a swing.
Got it.
I think
you know these guys don't hit for a lot, but
yeah, but then
you
there's
know.
Five of them. I only have 10.
Yep, Moonshine has two more chances.
You can do second wind and then do it.
Yeah. Oh. I'll do second wind and rescue
Moonshine. That's a good idea.
Second wind, go ahead and roll your d10. Mm-hmm.
That's the biscuit.
That's
right there.
That's the buttered biscuit.
That's the big buttery biscuit
that's
right there.
A big old square of butter on a biscuit.
Chomp into that successful strategy.
Glad you guys were doing that for a bit because I didn't know which one the d10 was.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
That's an 8.
Ooh.
So 10. It's plus
hell
your fighting
yeah.
level.
Hell yeah.
Great.
10.
So you're back up to 20.
Good shit.
Cool. So
wait,
now
wait,
are you going to...
Do that.
How does this happen in fiction? Do you just like go like...
pencil?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does second wind look like?
Uh-huh.
He just gets real amped.
Does he just like do push-ups?
He chugs a monster energy drink.
Does he just like do push-ups like the like angsty teenage son that like gets beat by his dad and
like...
wants to beat him up?
Yeah, he just punches a wall like Billy in Stranger Things.
Yep.
He thinks about all of the abuse that he sustained at the Dwarvenage.
He finds
just kidding. They were very nice to you. They were very nice to you.
He finds the nearest locker.
As nice as they could be, you know.
No, they're a loving group. Yeah. Almost bullywog level.
I don't know how we got to the bullywogs being nice out of all this.
I mean, just a perfect example of family.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Family first.
We could all strive to be more like bullywogs.
A tight knit. This beautiful community.
Wait,
smash cut to them
be...
getting dragged through the swamp.
This is going
to
be
them dragging teams
so
through the swamp.
Heroic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hard one. This is your
hard
moment,
this
man.
Is what
moment.
This is why I left the mountain. To have this kind of moment. Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to run for Moonshine, or are you going to fight the kobolds?
Second wind running for Moonshine.
Okay,
that's
so
what gives
these
me
guys
that,
get
energy.
Opportunity attacks on you. So they're going to swing.
Bring it.
First guy hits.
Oh,
cool.
Jesus.
Cool.
Okay, 5 damage.
Good lord.
That's fine.
Second guy misses. Okay. Third guy hits. 4 damage.
No!
Jesus!
Fourth guy.
9 damage so far.
Fourth guy hits. 2 damage. Fifth guy.
11 damage.
Misses.
Hard run.
And the sorcerer,
you just...
is going to swing. But he misses.
Ah.
You 11
just,
damage.
You run over,
11,
you run over to
Moon. That puts me at 9.
Okay, yeah, you're at 9. You run over to Moonshine. You find a potion on her. You put her head in your lap, pour some potion down her throat. Pawpaw's licking at her face, and Moonshine, you pop
settle
back
down,
up.
Settle down, Pawpaw.
Pawpaw's just biting at your hands. He doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
He thinks you're killing her. Roll 2d4 plus 2.
Hard one just ran through like a car wash of violence to get over to Moonshine.
That's what I live for.
Yeah, you did it.
6.
Okay. Moonshine's back up, back at 6.
Hell yeah.
Hardwin, you have a little bit of movement left. Would you like to move away from Moonshine, or do you want to stand right by her?
Would I move away to like give her space to attack people, or would I move away to run away from the violence? I'm no craven.
You're not a craven man, but do you want to move out of the way so you don't both get hit by the same spell?
That'd be good.
That seems smart.
So you combat roll out of the way after, and you guys put some space in between you two.
Cool.
And that is going to be Moonshine, actually.
All right, it's time for symbiotic entity.
That's right. That's why I woke your ass up.
Turn into a fungus.
Okay.
And
there is a fungus among us.
That's what the kobolds scream in
which
panic.
Then gives me 6 extra hit points, so I'm up to 12 hit
hell
points.
Hell yeah.
Which is
oh,
nice.
Nice.
And I'm just going to fucking go at the closest person near me with my scimitar.
So you just need to run into the thick of it because the kobolds are near the altar. So there's 5 kobolds and
I'm
a kobold
doing it.
Sorcerer.
I'm going after
just
none of them are hurt, right? None of them are hurt.
Are you going after the little ones or the sorcerer?
I'm going to go after...
You should go after the sorcerer.
The sorcerer.
Cool. Yeah. Go for him.
If you turn into a giant mushroom mama and kill their...
I got a 2.
Okay.
I did not hit. You whiffed big time.
But I'm going to spores 6 hit points at the sorcerer.
Okay.
And then use my bonus action, the healing word.
Oh!
My boy, who just healed me. Hey,
wait,
let it be known, if you heal moonshine, you get healed.
That's Crick Hospitality.
You don't want to heal me?
So I'm going to do... Oh, shit, you're right. I really should. You're right, I really should. Okay, I'm going to healing word. I'm so sorry.
You heal him
you
over...
You got hard way. One's hopes up. He raised his hand for a high five, and then you realize Beverly is...
It's definitely funnier if you heal Hard One over my lifeless corpse.
That's okay. I'm at nine.
Wake Beverly up. We need him.
Yeah, I can't
wake
heal.
Me up.
The thing is, this is a distance healing, so it's like not as good. It's only like 1d4 plus 5.
All right, I'll take what I can get. Your boy Beverly is in a real bind.
8 to Bev.
Okay,
nice.
So I just get 8 HP?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So Bev pops back up.
At least now we're three targets. We're three targets, right?
Yep. I pop back up and as if
he's clearly had a wet dream.
Yeah.
And you swear you don't dream of Erlen?
Yeah. I pop back up and just scream, I lied! Erlen was in my wet dream and I was in his!
You hear a distant halfling boy voice yell,
what?
Now it is the sorcerer's turn. He is going to hurl a little firebolt at Moonshine.
Boo.
And he's going to miss.
Yeah, that's Woo. Right, bitch.
Bev, you're up.
All right.
Hard One's out of it right now. He's like 10 or 20 feet away from the kobolds. Moonshine is surrounded by kobolds and the sorcerer.
I draw my sword.
Okay.
I
get into
lock
the fray, my dude.
Eyes directly on the leader.
Okay.
I step solemnly
towards
him. Tiny
little semen stain on your breeches.
I take off my sash and tie it around my waist so you can't see my little stain.
Ew, my little stain? You should be arrested for saying that.
It is the size of a nickel. And you are under arrest.
Well, no, regardless of the size, no one can see it. I step firmly and with purpose towards the head kobold.
Great.
And I recite the 6 tenets of the green teen. A green teen is a keeper of the light and a warder of the blight. They know the words to heal and tend the earth with zeal. They're aware of what is just and their sword, I hold my sword aloft, is free of rust.
Suddenly, during that time, everyone had time to notice his little stain.
You see, the kobold turns to you.
Did you come, man?
Is that Precum?
Yes!
Did you get a little drizzle of Precum?
Roll an attack roll.
Okay. God damn it.
You gotta reroll when it goes to the
after that. You know what? Roll with advantage because that was beautiful.
I did write a poem at my lunch break today, so full disclosure on how that went down. Oh, 18.
Great.
Plus 5.
You hit. You super hit.
Yeah.
Roll your damage, baby.
Alrighty. It's 3 plus 5, that's 8.
Dope.
Nice.
This dude's looking pretty damn fucked up.
Uh-huh. He's grim.
Kind of was hoping for the finishing
for
blow
the kill
with that, but
this guy's quite a bit tougher than his little brothers.
Sure.
You see that he works out. He's got some, like, decent shoulder definition.
Yeah.
Wow, his traps look like mine.
Yeah. Wait. He's like a wrestler in the, like, 110-pound division.
At first,
from far away, you think that he's just a skinny guy, but then you see how toned he is once you get up close.
Oh, yeah. So
absolutely.
With my slash, do I, like, remove his robe so I can see how cut he is?
Yeah, you remove his robe, and he is cut.
What?
He has an 8-pack.
Like, you don't expect, like, spellcasters to be that cut.
Somebody with scales to have an 8-pack.
No, God, you're spelt, man.
Let's maybe keep him alive. Let's, like, knock him out.
Everyone
but, like,
go ahead and roll for horniness to see how horny you are seeing this very ripped kobold.
What do we add to that? Oh, we're proficient.
It's a charisma check. Or constitution,
7.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to go with charisma because I have a...
Either way,
plus 6.
That's going to be a 19
I got
for
a 19.
Me. 19.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you just see wet spots.
Well, yeah, I have a 20. I got a 22.
Just wet spots
the
emerge.
One time I fucking don't need it.
Emerge in the pants of all our heroes.
Tiny little stains.
Everyone's wet for this kobold.
Everyone makes a tiny stain.
A little stain.
Tiny stains
tiny
all around.
A little stain.
Little Stains is another good name for our party.
The Little Stains.
Band of Boobs, a.k.a. The Little Stains.
Okay. Little Stainers.
Two of these guys are going to go after Beverly. One swings, and that's going to be a 15 hit. Misses.
Nah.
No, thank you.
And Beverly's got that 16 hit. Slater.
Beverly's sturdy. He's got an 18.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these other three guys are going to go after Moonshine.
Bring it on,
15
come
on. A hit.
That's going to be a hit.
Oh, no.
That's only 2 damage.
Yeah.
Second guy swings. He's going to hit 4 damage.
Okay.
Next guy misses.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that is Hard One's turn.
Hell yeah. Going after the sorcerer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go for it.
That's a number.
What do you got? A plus 6
that's
to
a
hit?
Fucking 18.
That hey. Hits.
And then I have to D. Oh, wait, 12.
He's
yeah?
cut, and now yep. he's cut.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a 16.
Yes.
Holy shit. Bitch. And this fucking jacked ass dude is about to get decapitated.
Hard One. Finish him.
Oh, kill that jack sword.
Oh my god, I'm helicoptering the great axe over my head. You saw what I did to the bullywogs, to the greatest, to the snake, to Kruk. You're next. Boom. Decapitating.
Before he dies, he said, I didn't actually see any of them.
I was talking to Beverly.
I'm sorry, who's Kruk? What do you say?
Dead, blood spurting out of his neck where his head used to be.
Oh, hell yeah.
His head is Gotta removed, but I feel like he does like one last rep before he dies.
You don't fuck
yeah,
with
you
the band
of boobs.
Yeah, you
see his body falls perfectly sculpted to the floor as the rest of his robe comes out, and you see that he has an 8-inch flaccid penis, that he is hung, God. He is tight.
He is a grower and a shower.
You can only imagine what that thing would be.
Moonshine shivers.
I feel like
this dude is 2 feet tall.
No wonder all the other kobolds follow him.
Yeah.
Wait, so his dick is like half the size
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, his dick is a quarter
oh
of
my
yeah,
God.
The size of
him. So he like falls to the ground.
Moonshine reverse shivers. First she like shivered down and then it shivers
she
back
shivers
up.
Back up. That is going to be Bev.
All
wait,
right.
What about Moonshine?
Oh, Moonshine, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is your turn.
Okay.
I thought it was a sorcerer's turn, but no, we were just talking about his dick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Moonshine.
Who's in front of me? What is it? How are the kobolds reacting to this?
They are scared.
They're scared.
Of his dick?
They're scared, but they're going to try to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay, they're still fighting. Okay, so I'm just going to attack the person in front of me.
Cool.
They're so sad that their strong wizard dad is dead.
It's going to be 13.
That does hit.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's going to be 1d6. 9.
He's gone.
Bye. And nice. Then I looked at who looks the saddest about him dying of his friends.
You see one kobold whimpers. It was definitely his best friend.
He's clearly
I
wearing...
look at him and I say, don't worry, you'll see him soon. Blow my spores.
Blow your spores.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Finish him. He's dead.
6. Woo!
Mushrooms burst through his brain and his head explodes.
And he has
truly
a normal sized penis.
Thing.
And does, yeah, he falls down. He wasn't wearing a robe. He was just nude, but yeah, he had a tiny little dick. Okay, that is going
Moonshine
to be.
Moonshine feels fine about this. She's like, what use was he to me?
Beverly, you're up.
Okay. I guess I want to do a quick scan to see if anyone else is wearing like friendship lockets to denote their companionship levels.
They're all, yeah, these three guys are triplets. You can tell that. They're not only siblings, but they're close. Because they're all holding hands. They hold hands while they fight.
Okay. Oh, that's so sweet.
That's so cute. You should use your sword right in between two of their hands.
And their names are Phil and Lil, like the Rugrats. And then there's another one named Bill.
Phil, Lil, and Bill.
Go for fucking Lil, man.
All right.
Yeah, go for Lil.
Yeah.
Fuck Lil.
Fuck Lil. yeah, Lil Lizard, big damage. Here we go.
Ooh.
Get lucky.
That's a 1, but I'm going to get lucky.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can you put the Daft Punk song in? Like, can you play that?
Absolutely.
What's that?
That's a 15.
Ooh, 15.
Ooh.
Okay, that's 5.
That hits?
Yep.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Okay, that's a 1 plus 5. That's going to be 6.
Cool.
That's enough. Yeah.
You bash Lil to death.
Let's just note that she was standing in the middle.
She was standing in the middle. So their handhold is broken. Phil and Bill are destroyed emotionally.
Just holding onto her severed hands.
Okay, so it is Phil and Bill's turn. Mm-hmm. And you see they're going to disengage and just full on jump into the water. Back down onto the first floor.
Good.
And they just run and they just jump off.
Let the cowards run. They have no organization. We've taken their leader.
Hell yeah.
I agree. Cool.
So you guys
we gotta go find the youngins.
So you guys,
you
guys are in this chapel with this dead sorcerer with this huge dick. And you also see you've got the northwest tower. There's a staircase leading to it in the right corner of this room.
That's got to be young and central.
Mm, yep.
Or northeast.
I'm staying fungal. Yeah. I'm staying fungal because the second I'm not fungal, I will be dead.
Stay fungal, stay funky.
Yeah.
I could also cure wounds myself right now.
Oh, that's probably good.
Okay, I'm going to cure wounds myself.
I have 8 HP. What's everyone's HP? Quick HP check.
Well, I will be. The second I'm not a fungus, I'll die.
Okay.
So I'll probably cure wounds myself.
Before we leave this room, I'm going to take the robe and cover the naked wizard. Yep. And be like,
Hardwin's craning his neck the entire time. Just trying to get one last glimpse.
Out of respect for the dead.
God, that's a thick hog. It's the size of my calf.
Can I snag some Tim Hortons before we go?
Yeah, you grab a couple donuts and some coffee.
Does that revive me at all?
No. It's not even there.
I get
you're just hallucinating because you were just knocked out. You do have CTE.
Yeah.
Just FYI, I got 11 hit points.
Oh, cool.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
T'was nice.
So you guys have the back right tower is the one you're closest to. You're on that same level. The other tower, the back left tower, you'll have to climb down. Mm-hmm. Go onto the first floor and then climb the stairs and go.
Or hijack.
The second floor is. Although you could climb across the wall too.
Yeah. Or hijack a winged kobold and fly.
Yes.
Guys, I just want to put out there that I think we're all a little low on hit points and we have no spells left.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like a place in here that we could successfully rest.
I don't
though.
Think there is.
Right. Wait. Have I used my
second wind?
Second wind. You did.
Yeah.
You
did.
Okay, so I'm just saying that we should fight really cautiously.
We should be
and
wary.
And we should stealth into shit and try to avoid confrontation.
So which way are you guys going? Are you guys going to try to climb across like where Hardwon climbed up and go to the tower in the left corner? Or are you guys going to go to the tower that's in your room?
We should probably check the nearest tower, right?
We can't see into either one?
You cannot see into either one.
Even with my spyglass?
They're still higher up.
Got it.
Okay.
So let's go to the...
You can certainly try to stealth.
Maybe we should do the closer tower.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys climb up the closer tower. Do you want to roll stealth rolls?
Yeah.
Pretty safe to assume that kobolds know you're here, but you can sneak up on them.
14.
14 as well.
I got a 10.
Cool.
Just a stealthy bunch of dudes.
Decent so stealth. Stealthy. Double digit stealth.
Hard to be stealthy when you're 6 foot six.
Stealthy, healthy, wealthy, and dead.
You guys climb up the stairs. You see a kobold sees you guys right away, and you see he runs back
get him.
Into the tower.
He cool. runs back into the room.
Yeah, you guys are like climbing a spiral staircase.
Can I throw my throwing axes at him?
Yeah, go ahead and throw the throwing axe.
Oh, damn, that's 25.
That hits. Roll damage on your... It'll be less than your hand axe, or your great axe.
Yeah, that's 6.
6. You kill him.
Oh, nice.
The axe hits him in the back of the head. Hits his goddamn brain stem.
Damn.
Bang, falls onto the floor.
Cool.
Whoa.
Protect the Tim Hortons at all costs.
Okay, let's keep stealthing up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can keep on stealthing,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me another stealth roll.
It's a 16.
Okay.
16 for me as well.
Hey, stealth 14. Twins.
Dope. You guys sneak up. You guys get to the scout tower, and you see 3 green teams.
Is it Erlin?
Is
Erlin there?
Erlin, Derlin, and Cran are tied up on the floor of this tower, and you see one extremely fucking scared kobold.
I go and I push him over the edge. I want to go push him over the edge.
Roll an opposed strength check.
Oh, shit. I rolled really poorly. I got a 4.
I.
You see, you go to push him. He takes a low stance and just tackles you as this kobold and Moonshine start to wrestle.
I want to like stab him in the back while they're wrestling.
Okay. Go ahead. Roll.
It's 15.
Stab him in the back. Yep. Roll your damage.
That's going to be 6 plus 5, 11.
Super dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my nice. God. Now just cobalt blood pouring all over me. I love it.
Can I paint
it's better than mud.
Murph, can I paint the picture?
Sure.
I pull my blade out of this kobold's back. I wipe it on my arm, and then, like, kind of wipe some of it off my face, and then I turn to face my peers.
Whoa!
And then, like, after a beat, I just go, hey guys, how's it going?
you see, Cran, Erlen, and Derlin are so beaten up. They have had the shit kicked out of them. They're definitely, they're probably at about 1 HP. You see, Cran
you guys
is sort of the.
You guys took a nap while we were at fucking.
These guys are like as cute as Beverly. Cran is basically a little Cindy Lou Who halfling who has little blonde curls and freckles, and
oh,
she just looks
Cran,
super dirty and
get
super hurt.
Over
and
here.
She's got her mouth is gagged, and you see she's hogtied. And you see Erlen is this skinny, like, ginger halfling boy with red hair and freckles, and he's also tied up and
that's
really
who you dreamt
hurt.
About.
And you see Derlin. Derlin kind of looks like the kid from Up. He's just this big, kind of chubby kid. You see, Derlin is unconscious.
Oh, okay. No.
We got no healing.
Yeah, can we just like check to make sure? Can I check for like a
pulse? You can do a healing check.
Yeah.
Okay. So Beverly runs over and starts doing like chest compressions on
Erlen.
On Derlin.
On Erlen just as an excuse
to
touch him.
Yes.
So that's 19.
Ooh.
Yeah. You start doing chest compressions.
Uh-huh. Pallor.
You do chest compressions. Suddenly Derlin starts coughing. But he's still got the gag on.
Okay, I take the gag off.
I send Papa over to gnaw off their hog ties.
Nice.
Papa gnaws off.
Papa, do what you do best.
Cran.
Make holes. Make holes. Pretend like it's Meemaw sweaters.
He gets way too deep in their mouths, like biting at him. You see, they're terrified. Their eyes are wide open.
We should have just untied them.
Papa opens them up. You see, Erlen runs over and instantly hugs Beverly.
Beverly!
Erlen!
Hey!
Hey, dude! Hug.
Dude, what's up?
And then Derlin and Cran also run
Moonshine.
Over and hug Beverly.
Moonshine takes notice of the hug between Erlen and Beverly.
I turn to Erlen and I fish. I'm like, oh, hey, that reminds me. And I fish the gaming set. Out of my pack.
Sure.
I'm like, you lent this to me back in town, and I've been holding on to it for you.
Oh, thanks, Beverly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got our butts kicked out there by those bullywugs, and I lost my cooking patch.
Oh, no! Your cooking patch? God damn it!
You found
You were going to teach me how to... You know what? That's okay. Because
you know,
my new scoutmaster...
Oh, I was going to say, kid, I think we saw it back in the swamp.
Yes, Scoutmaster, didn't you pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
Did I pick it up? Truth be told, yes, I did. I was honestly going to sew it onto my overalls. It's not the most moral moment of my life. but now Melora has given me a chance to right that wrong. Here's your cooking patch.
Oh, wow.
Chews it on.
You see, these stupid kids are all so pumped about this patch, even though they're half dead and in this tower.
I feel like, yeah.
There's still a bunch of naked dragon people all around us, guys.
Kalukalay!
Wow. Do you children, you know, have any sort of fighting prowess or healing prowess or any sort of gifts that might aid us in combat?
Well, we're all little paladins, so we can heal each other. And you see, they go, everybody touch hands. they put their hands out into like a little triangle with Beverly in the middle.
I don't know.
And
about
they
this.
All lay hands on each other. These guys are only level one, so they only do 5 HP to each of them.
Yeah.
But they're back up to like 7
Moonshine
HP.
Moonshine barfs over.
Touch hands.
thank Pallor.
Thank, we love Pallor.
I think that we all do like a little dance. We definitely all do it.
Guys, I'll do a green team dance.
Oh, if y'all youngins are gonna dance, I'm gonna play the washboard. Good Lord.
Is it just dancing in blood?
You see Derlin, the kid that looks like the little kid from Up, walks up to Hard One and says, "You look like you're pretty cool, man." So wait, do you use an axe?
Get away from me, man.
I use a sword. Is this your scoutmaster?
This is my new scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster Denny, when he left, he said that we had other scoutmasters that we would find in the swamp.
Yeah, this is one of them.
Wow.
I am your scoutmaster. That's correct. Yeah,
Cran walks. Cran, Erlen, and Derlin all surround you, and they yell again, "Touch hands!"
You don't have to yell that, do you?
Nothing magical happens this time. They're just high-fiving in a triangle around Hard One.
So wait, are we all healed?
You guys, they only healed each other. They were almost dead.
Yeah, that's fair.
They were almost dead. So they used their lay on hands for the day. They're all at about 7 HP.
Okay.
They're not as strong as Beverly.
Do you guys have any potions or anything, or did the kobolds take them?
Erlen turns to you and he says, "Yeah, the bullywugs pretty much took all our stuff. They said that I overheard them talking to the kobolds, and they were giving them to the kobolds for them to sacrifice us to the dragon."
The dragon?
Where's the dragon?
I thought the dragon was killed.
Isn't
by
the dragon
the
dead?
Cran turns and she says, "Apparently they have a little egg."
Oh my God, we gotta get that egg. Look, I'm not ready to be a mother, but I'm ready to be an adoptive mother. Mm-hmm.
That's responsible. Yeah. It's like getting a puppy.
Exactly.
Each kid pulls at your waists saying, "Are we going to get a dragon egg? Are we going to get a dragon egg?
Your scoutmaster.
Mr. Hard One, are you going to Are we going to get a scoutmaster Hard One?"
I'm like very excited and cheerful about this, but like, I just have a tinge of embarrassment, I guess.
Whoa, Beverly's grown up.
Yeah, that would be cool, I guess.
Growing right up.
I feel like I turn to Ernal and be like, "Guess how many people we killed?"
Did you kill somebody?
Yeah, like 15 people.
That's awesome,
I know.
That's
honestly
awesome.
Honestly, your friend Beverly here is like a serial murderer.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, also, by the way, the jamboree is canceled.
Jamboree is
for now. For now,
Scoutmaster Denny said that we were gonna try to have the jamboree anyway.
Scoutmaster Denny is a piece of shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my goodness!
That is true. I don't. You know, as much as I think that you should raise children with the truth, and the truth is that Denny is a craven man who deserves little more, nothing close to respect.
Tell you what, we came across the Bullywog King and Scoutmaster Denny, and the Bullywog King is fucking cooler than
that. Yeah, that is true.
All I know,
unfortunately,
is that if I can get my dragon rearing patch, then I will, without a doubt, be on my way to becoming a 6-point green teen and a junior paladin to boot.
Well, let's go get you that fucking dragon.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think the question is, do we want to, like, what is the kobold situation in the rest of this?
Yeah, I think we maybe asked
castle
the teens. If
like,
they
how
know.
Many do we think are left?
Cran just says, "I was in a bag."
Good for you, Cran. Very good. Yeah,
thanks. Is this all?
I was in a bag for 24 hours.
Nice, Cran. Hey, Erlen.
Yeah.
How many of you green teens were there when you were captured?
Just us.
Sweet.
Just you.
Oh,
just
us. We didn't lose any green teens.
Great. Everyone's alive.
Moonshine chest bumps everyone.
One of the kids falls
Everybody's
out of the tower.
So excited.
Okay.
So we did it. We got the green teens.
I'm gonna come clean and say I'd love a full night rest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all pretty sleep beat. In the tower. The kobolds live here.
Yeah. Kid, we're probably not going to do that.
They dragged me in a bag.
Yeah.
We've heard about the bag.
We
touch hands.
No need.
Oh, it wasn't magic that time.
Yeah, no.
Tell you what, we might carry you guys out in the bags that you came in.
That's a good idea. We're going to pretend.
The burlap sacks are still here.
We're gonna pretend that we are kobolds and put you in the bags.
Let's put the kids in the sacks and try to sneak out of here.
Are you guys actually gonna put the kids in the sacks?
Let's put them in the sacks and try to sneak out.
Do I have to go in a sack?
No, you're one of us, Bev.
Yeah. Oh, sorry guys.
Erlen turns to you, Bev. Do I really have to go back in the sack, man? I mean, the scoutmaster said you had to go in the sack.
Scoutmaster is like, yeah, Beverly decapitated a bunch of people. He's proved his worth.
Okay, I'll go in the sack.
Touch sacks.
I give him some Ritz Bits.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Eating Ritz Bits. Derlin says, let me have some, man.
Derlin has such a thick sack.
You guys, they climb in the sacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's carrying Derlin? Because he weighs a little more.
I'll carry Derlin.
Okay. Yeah, I'll carry Cran.
Cran. Hardwin might have to carry two.
Do you want to piggyback Erlen?
I don't think you need to pay. I mean, they're just halflings.
I'll carry two.
Can I do a sack race with Erlen? We both get in the sack and just bounce around.
Yeah, you can.
I don't do
that. Okay.
You start to do that and Hardwood just scoops you up.
Should we consider, so we are currently on this tower, should we consider belaying down with a rope?
Oh, nice.
To exit the tower and
That's smart. I mean,
make camp and sleep a full night and get some rest.
And then out of the tower without going by the elevator. Yeah.
And then come back for the egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess
are going to try to belay the rope down?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And try to climb out?
Yeah.
We tie all the kids in the sacks. We're lowering the rope.
Okay, the kids are in the sacks. Are you guys lowering one at a time, or are you guys climbing down the rope kind of fast?
We're climbing down the rope fast.
Everybody give me a... So you lower the rope down. Let me see if anybody sees that.
Okay. I love the look I get from her.
Everybody give me climb checks with advantage because you have the rope.
I got a...
Plus acrobatics or athletics? Or does it matter?
Athletics.
Okay. I
20.
Got
17.
Okay.
I think I got 20. A 13.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So you guys start to climb down. You guys are all successfully climbing down. Hardwon has two halflings over his shoulder. Moonshine has one, and Beverly takes up the rear. But the kobolds in the other tower... do see you.
Oh, great.
And they are going to take disadvantaged attacks on you guys. And they rolled a goddamn 19 and an 18.
Oh, no.
Okay. So he's going to shoot a bolt at Beverly, who's in the back, for damage. And then the other guy takes a shot.
Uh-oh.
And he misses. So the other one banks off the side. You guys are able to, you guys get down into the water. Are you guys just swimming out into the swamp?
Yeah, we got to run.
Yeah,
right?
I think we're swimming out. These guys in the tower are going to make camp.
Take shots at you guys one more time as you guys disengage. The first guy misses, second guy misses.
Nice.
You guys get off into the swamp with the green teens.
All right.
Nice.
And that's where we will end this session. The green teens have been saved.
Woo!
And the players have reached level 3. Once you take your long rest, you'll be level 3.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's huge, baby.
We're all level 3,
spells.
Baby. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Please rate the podcast. Give us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. Let us know which one of us you want to give you a shout-out. You can get a shout-out from Moonshine, Hardwon, Beverly. Get a shout-out from the character. Give us a good rating.
A Derwin shout-out for once.
Yes, if someone wants a Derwin shout-out, I am more than willing to give it to them. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Twitter.
Or that meaty hog, the kobold.
Oh, that's right, the sorcerer.
Yeah.
Nobody asked, but
his... A great character with lots of depth.
Yeah. Nobody asked, but his name was... Porn.
Very clever.
Yeah.
That is what people tune in to hear. And that is what we give them. Names like Porn, the big dick kobold. That will be on the Wikia for sure. Check out
boobs.
The Not Another D&D podcast.
And
Reddit are Not Another D&D
the
podcast.
Stand.
The little stains.
The what?
The little stains. And the little stains.
Yep, the little stains.
We've been in this room a while.
Our Not Another D&D podcast. That's D-N-D, the right. Letter N, podcast.
Hashtag NADPod, baby.
Hashtag NADPod, N-A-D-D, pod. If you want to tweet about it, tweet at us. Thank you, guys. We'll do shout-outs at the end of this here. May the Baba Yaga not take you this night. May Bahamut keep you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. We're gonna do our shout-outs now. Remember, if you want a shout-out from us, leave us a 5-star review and request who you want your shout-out from. So this week, I got a shout-out Brando Two Shoes, who's a bit of a goody two shoes because they asked for a shout-out from the DM himself. But I respect that. You could ask for a flashy character, instead you went straight to the source. Also got a shout-out Maddie McG506, who asked for all three characters to shout him out in perfect unison. We can't do that because we record these separately, so you'll just have to settle for me, Maddie McG. I also want to shout out Perfectly Virgo and Pyov, who asked for shout outs from Dying Bullywug, so here's one getting disemboweled.
Help me, Perfectly Vertigo, Pyov! I'm being disemboweled!
Also, Daryl Fetz requested that I sing more POD, so here I am. We are... The youth of the nation. Wasn't that beautiful? Let's join our characters.
David Park, I battle, laugh, and drink by your side. Fishy Phelps won, the lucky rod of the river. Your trout is second to none. MDKSS12, the creator of the Watch This tracker. Know that there are more to track. I appreciate you. Michael Kuhn, the bastard of the mountain has no known blood relations. Nonetheless, I consider you family. E. Murray 222, your quads are almost as good as mine, which is saying a fuck ton. Emily Lee 2N4, friend of the dwarves of the deep, an ally as sure as my foot. Corey Olson, of the proud Olson clan, your honor knows no bounds. Carava Pasta, you are the sustenance that fills me so far from the deep. Faram 31, a stalwart comrade, the pride of Iron Deep owes you his thanks. Bullet 6377. Our bond is as fierce as my delts. Closet Nerd 32. A nervous, cave-dwelling dweeb. Come into the sun. Feel the light of the world on your face. Luke G. Share my wineskin. Let us imbibe and sing bawdy songs of the beautiful dwarf maidens of our youth. Zar Gobin. Back to back we fight. Side by side we ride. NF Jeff, Lord of the Stronghold, my axe is at your service. The real McAvoy, I will proudly decapitate any false McAvoy. That is my solemn vow. Michael McCauley, swift with the spear, strong with the sword, I'm proud to call you friend. Goodness gracious, you are all that is true in this world. It is for goodness and grace that I defend Bohemia. Henning, IX, the clenched fist of peace. I fear no living thing but you. You do make me nervous. XJXVX, the night stars above Bohemia have stirred the hearts of countless wanderers, but nothing moves me more than looking into your eyes. I thank you.
An excerpt from the Journal of Beverly Togold, 5th Leaf Green Teen, and 4th place participant in the 7th annual Upper Galateron Church of Pelor Talent Show. Dear Diary, my new Scoutmaster Moonshine has a pet possum named Pawpaw that is just great. His favorite activities are sleeping, nestling uninvited in people's bosoms, and screaming at objects. Here's a list of potential names for if my parents ever let me get a pet. If it's a dog, either Podcast Reviewer Guy, KK1618, or WalrusMan01. If it's a cat, Code Adam, LeBron Jonah, or Ultimate Nerd. And if it's the Enchanted Golem I asked for last birthday, Dad. Something like, 2018. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Pawpaw's choking on my ink bottle again, so I'd better go. Farewell for now. Your friend, Beverly.
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Just wanted to shout out some of the great folk I'm proud to call my fellow crick kind. Kyle Marshall, Alpha Delta 123, Kappa E-Rock, Red Earth 18, Quinn Calcagno, B-Crawl, Sarah Great, Matt Sedge, and Adalia of Yarn. You lot are more fun than a crocodile chasing his tail. Now before I let you go, Pawpaw just handed me a note in perfectly executed script. It says, a most tender possum greetings to Pawpaw 6969 and Brad the Human 8771. Tender indeed, little guy. Tender indeed.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.